Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Mother, and our risen and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, as we end our summer sermon series titled The Apostles' Creed, Exploring Our Faith, I want to share a story with you. So there's a story about a young pastor who told their spiritual advisor that they were having difficulties with some of the statements in the Apostles' Creed. "Recite it anyhow," the advisor replied. The young pastor came back after a few days, again declaring that they could not, in good conscience, claim to believe all that the creed said. "Recite it anyhow," the older advisor insisted. This went on for several weeks until finally, exasperated and confused, the young pastor asked, "Why do you insist that I repeat the creed when you know there are some phrases that I don't really believe?" To which the elderly advisor replied, "Because it's not your creed. It is the creed of the church. When you recite it, you are not directly saying what you believe. You are declaring what the church believes. And you are declaring yourself part of that church, no matter whether you believe every point of doctrine or not. You are declaring what the church believes, what the church has believed for the past 2,000 years. So we have spent the last 4 months exploring our faith as we have explored the Apostles' Creed. We've dug deep into the languages, into the Hebrew and Greek, and even a little bit of Latin, so that we can understand why our English translation just doesn't cover everything that these ancient writers were trying to convey. We've learned some more about church history to help us understand the context in which the creed was written in those first centuries after Jesus' resurrection. And it has helped us to understand more fully the truths that the ancients who crafted this creed were trying to share and claim. And so for 15 Sundays, that's 15 sermons, we have faithfully studied the Apostles' Creed. And before I go any further, I want to thank you. Thank you for your willingness to do this hard work. Because exploring what it is that we believe is hard work. It's hard mentally and it's hard spiritually, because it has stretched us, and that can be uncomfortable. There have been times where we've realized that some of what we believe and some of what we've been taught isn't exactly true, or at least it doesn't paint the full picture. And it's been difficult to unlearn some of the things that we thought were true and grow into new knowledge and new understanding of things. But I'm so proud that you have so faithfully loved God with not just your hearts, but with your minds, as you've continued to grow in knowledge, and as you've continued to let your image of God get bigger and bigger. I know it hasn't always been easy, but it has been faithful. And that is the work that God calls us to, faithfulness. I'm so grateful to serve a congregation that doesn't shy away from doing the hard work of exploring and growing. And I just want to say thank you. And so today, our sermon series, with some sadness on my part, comes to an end. And it comes to an end as we look at the very last word of the creed. Amen. Amen is an ancient Hebrew word, and it declares agreement and confirmation. if we had to translate it out, it means, may it be in the manner in which you have spoken. That's a lot for one little word. May it be in the manner in which you have spoken. May it be so. And so in the case of the creed, when we say it, what we're saying is, may we agree with these words that we have said, and may our lives express these truths in the way that we live. And just in case we fall into the temptation of thinking that the truth of these words are up to us, or when our lives fall short of expressing these truths, we say our amen, as Paul taught us in today's epistle lesson. We say our amens through Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. We say our amens in Jesus, in whom every single one of God's promises is a yes. And so may it be that when we say these words that we memorized so long ago, that we aren't simply just going through the motion of speaking them out loud. May we recite them in hope and trust, knowing that what we are doing when we say them, and that may we know what we are saying when we mean them. Going back to the very beginning of this sermon series, we learn that the word creed comes from the Latin word credo. And in Latin, the very first word of the creed is credo, because it means I believe. And what it really, really means is that it is what we give our heart to. It's what we give our trust to. It's what we believe in. It's what we offer our devotion to. And so when we say these words, we aren't just speaking words. We are offering our trust. We are believing in. We are putting our trust and giving our heart and devotion to God. To God who is powerful enough 15 billion years ago to bring the entire cosmos that God so loves into being with the spoken word of Christ, with the breath of the Holy Spirit. We believe and put our trust in and give our heart and devotion to God, who is powerful enough and loving enough to take on human flesh, to become vulnerable in the person of Jesus Christ. We put our trust in. We give our heart and our devotion to God, who is powerful enough to destroy all evil and death, and who in the end is powerful enough to restore all creation, to resurrect our bodies from death, and who is powerful enough to fully and completely bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven for all eternity. The Apostles' Creed is a quick summary of the 66 books of the Bible. It gives us a bird's eye view of the high points of God's love story for the cosmos, which includes humanity and spans thousands of years. It can be pretty easy to get caught up in the nearly 1,200 chapters of the Bible and 31,000 plus verses of the very big book. But the creed, in short and concise words, helps us get our arms around this big story. Or maybe the creed helps the story of God's unfathomable, unimaginable, uncontainable love, mercy, and grace get God's arms around us. Dear sisters and brothers, when we recite the Apostles' Creed, we declare ourselves part of that countless multitude throughout the centuries who have found their identity in the same gospel and in the same community of believers that we are a part of ourselves. When we declare these truths each Sunday, we put our hope and trust in God. By uttering these words, we bear witness to who God is, to what God has done and what God is doing. And we join our voices with the entire communion of saints who for 2,000 years have confessed their faith with the Apostles' Creed. And that means that we join our voices with millions of Christians all over the world who will today in worship confess these words. And so we say, Amen. May we agree with these words that we have said, and may our lives express these truths. Amen. Through our risen and ascended Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom every single one of God's promises is a yes. Thanks be to God.